a yard booth and bring them back a big old bottle of them, and then we'd have them, let them dry, and then the leaves would come off of them, and we'd sweep with them.
Did you use the same kind of broom in the house?
No, we had straw brooms then, the straw that grows in the field.
Oh, you used those for the...
For the house.
And use the gallberry?
A gallberry out for the yards.
That's interesting, that really. Tell me about, how'd you keep your house warm back then?
Well, we had fireplaces. And Daddy had wood. Chimney went in, he had about three chimneys to the house, and he burnt oak wood in them.
Well, how'd you build a fire?
We built it with fat lighted splinters.
And
you don't see no fat lighted splinters now, do you? Oh, no, you don't. We'd get up and take a little old paper and stick a match to it and put us a splinter on there and light that. And then get the wood started. We weren't, back then, you could go out and gather your little kindling wood.
And then what'd you put on top of that?
We put oak wood on it. And whenever that get good and red oak coals in that fireplace, you'd have that house warm, and you'd stay warm too.
And what did you hold the oak? What held the oak wood up? Keep
we had what they call fire dogs, and the long arm things, you know.
What do you call them now?
That's all I've ever called them. I know you've seen them with these gas logs with fire dogs. They call them for an imitation.
Oh, yes.
But my hours worked. We had irons and we put the whole of wood up.
Oh, yes. And now when you built the fire and you put the oak wood on there, what'd you call the one big old round piece of oak wood?
We just called it kindling wood and go up.
And what's the big piece of wood with bark on the outside of it?
That's pine. We'd cut that up in little pieces to start fire, and the oak is just, you know, an oak has got a rough-looking bark on it. And then he'd get hit burn. If it was dry, he'd burn just like that pine wood. And he'd get to be in a hot room in the house. We kept the doors closed, you know, just like they do now.
And that must have heated that real fast.
It did.
Now, how many of those pieces of wood did it take to keep the house warm?
Well, we did. When we got good coals, we could just lay a piece of that dried oak wood on there and it'd burn just like kindling wood.
And what about, did you have one piece of it called? One big round piece of oak wood with the bark on the outside?
It would just be called a quarter log.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's the way they call it.
They
just burst it open and just take another time and just burst it four times and hit it be pieces this big around.
That'd be called a quarter log.
Mm-hmm.
What's the part of the fireplace that sticks out into the room on the floor? The part that...
Well, that's the hearth.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah, that's what you called it, a fire hearth.
And then over it might be a place you can put some...
Mantelshelf.
That's interesting. That really is. Now, keeping the house warm all winter must have gotten stuff up in the chimney. Must have.
No, he had just a chimney, you see, and we just kept them fires going in that fireplace with the door shut. And if the boys wanted to get around, they got in one room where the fireplace was and keep the fire, and we'd all keep us one back, and then the kitchen a-going too. See, we had used wooded stoves that we cooked with wood, and had wood in the stoves to cook with. Now, them stoves would be old iron stoves, and they'd be so hot, and get hot, and you'd bake your bread, or anything you wanted to cook, you could cook it on that wooden stove.
Oh, yes.